Amen. All right, Lord, we just thank you for another wonderful night of praise and worship, testimonies and prayer time. Lord, we just thank you that we know that when we pray, we get our prayers answered because you have given us an open heaven. And we are so grateful to that. We thank you, Father, that you have placed faith in everybody here that to believe everything that we pray is going to happen. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for bringing down all the faction in the government and the church in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for all of us. Lead us and guide us by your word, Lord. I know once we get the word in our heart, in our spirit, that we'll be led by the Spirit. And we praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be an awesome night. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I want to pray for David Nelson, my brother, in the name of Jesus right now. I command this spirit of infirmity to go from him now in Jesus' name, and all the symptoms go with it. You leave him right now in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father, that David is healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus moves you out, Spirit, right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yes, glory to God in the highest.
Amen. If you want, you could include the rest of the family. Kind of slipped on everybody here.
Okay. All right. Well, Lord, we just thank you that that household is cleansed in the name of Jesus in one fell swoop. Father, we just thank you. Devil, get out the house. You ain't got no business in there. Dave takes authority. He's the authority in that house. He says go. I say go. Everybody in here says go. In the name of Jesus, and take all the symptoms with you. And we thank you, Father, that this family, the Nelson family, is completely healed, delivered, and set free from any kind of spirits of infirmity. In Jesus' name. And that ain't yeah. David and that ain't David and Ricky Nelson either.
No. I haven't seen Ricky in a while.
Well, you probably won't. Amen. Okay. All right, anybody else got a prayer request? Good gracious, look out there, Elisha and Obadiah. Good. Boy, get you some clothes on. What's the matter with you sitting up in here?
He's having birthday cake. They wanted to say hi.
Hey, boys.
Hey, everybody. Hi, everybody. Hey. My son with a drawing board.
Say hi, Elisha. hey, everybody.
Hey, Anna. All right. That's the only way to eat birthday cake when you're 2 years old, 3 years old, is with nothing on. Just get it all over you, man. Then you take them outside and hose them down. Go ahead, hair, Phil.
In the hair and the ears.
Yeah.
So we've been having some issues with our outdoor unit, the what do you call that, the AC, whatever, it's the fan,
HVAC,
that unit outside. Anyway,
yeah,
it's been going haywire on us, so we've been struggling with the heating AC guys that they wanted to tear the house apart and replace the lines and whatnot, and the landlord said, oh, we're going to get a second opinion. And so they sent to me a guy that I had met 12 years ago. We shot guns together. We reloaded ammo together. And I haven't seen him for like 12 years. And I started discussing, like, he asked me, where do I go to church? And I said, I don't. And so he's like, okay, interesting. So we started talking about the fellowship. And he says, I want to get together and fellowship with you guys. He's like, this sounds great. And I was like, wow, the Lord just sent him, you know, haven't seen him in 12 years.
Praise God.
So I gave him a copy of The Real Good News. He said he's going to look at it and he wants to get together. And I just want to pray for him. Father, thank you for sending Alex back our way again, back into our lives. It's great to reunite together.
What about us?
I believe that was all you're doing, and I'm going to give you all the glory for that, Father. I praise your name, and I just pray that you get our minds on the same page. Lord, you lead us with your Holy Spirit. You bless our gatherings together, that he opens up the real good news and just can't put it down, and that he is joining the fold, because he's not in any Russian church. He's lost complete faith in them, and he's looking for something greater. And we just praise your mighty name that you have chosen him and his family to join the full gospel and to become Christ. And we just give you the glory, Father, for the victory in their lives. No. We praise your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for clear direction for Alex. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord God. All right. Go ahead, David. Or Lena.
It's me. Man. Well, I have a huge praise report. Like, it's just something we've been praying for a long time. It's about my brothers. The brother older than me, his name's Mark, and the oldest is named Edward, Eddie for short. And Mark reaches out and contacts me. He's like, David, can you make a group chat with just us three? And we'd like to call and fellowship and discuss the Bible. And I was like, at first I was happy, and then I was like, man, I'm hesitant because I know how my brother Eddie is. And I was like, the last time I talked to him, he was in a lot of disagreement because he was still stuck up in the church system. And I was like, man, Lord, if this is from you, you're taking over this conversation. And I know you will. And I was like, man, but God, what do I talk about? Like, what do you want me to talk to them about? And God put on my heart, he's like, talk about my promise. Like, there's many of them, talk about them. And when we joined the call and I started going over these promises, and then God took over, and man, it was just beautiful. And I was over there, like, getting all fired up and like, woo, God was just taking over. And we had such fellowship. And my brother Eddie, he stopped for a moment. He's like, I just had goosebumps run down my back. Like, my hair's just like standing, and everything that's said is like going straight for him. And I was like, man, thank you, Father. And he's like, I am struggling with some things. And at the end, I prayed for him and he broke down, and he was just thanking for the prayer. And he's like, I do not want this phone call to end. We stayed on the phone for like 2 hours. And he's like, I do not want this phone call to end. And he's like, we need to call more often and do this. And I was like, we do. There's a lot to learn. And praise God for that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers for our household. In Jesus' name. Woo. Come on in there. Eddie and Mark, did you say? David?
Yeah, it's Eddie and Mark.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Father, for bringing them in. Jesus' name. All right. That's exciting. I see your little hand almost above the bottom of the deal there, Debbie, but go ahead. That's probably not it.
There
you go.
I shared about my car always getting very, very, very wet, flooded when it rains, like the way it's been raining here. And I shared last time too that it would still not when the heavy rain that was coming, and it did not. It must be getting barely damp underneath the carpet somehow, because humidity is in the car and the windows are all steamed up, but it's warmer like this. So, but the carpet, the angels are keeping it from coming into my car, flooding my floor. So I've been using beach towels to sop it up and wringing out lots of water and real hard because they're heavy and all that. And thank you, Jesus, he didn't do that. I mean, he helped that. But also most here don't know that, okay, Victory had a appointment for a jury trial, but
lower the camera a little bit. I can't see you. Just your nose.
Lower it. The whole felony case has been dropped. They dropped
it. Awesome. Thank you, Lord.
Because of some video. But didn't have any more. So, but I really think the public defender, I know that God favored her because they were using that before. And they said, we don't have the, they called Victory one morning and said, we don't have the video from the witness. So I'm going to call the judge in the morning. It was an evening she called her and tell him about that and ask for a dismissal. And I'll get back to you in the morning. So the next morning was the dismissal. She got the news for the dismissal. So she's totally free. Everything dropped. So, I mean, it's amazing. Thank you, Jesus. We're just rejoicing.
Amen. That's right.
Thank you, Father. That's been how long?
4 years.
4 years. Okay.
I thought it was 4.5. She says more 4 years.
Okay.
Thank you.
But thank you all for your prayers. And she said, thank you all for your prayers.
Amen.
God that did it.
Thank you, Father. Awesome. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Fia.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to lift up Anna in prayer. Anna is Yuri's wife, the young man who's my husband's best friend from childhood. They are separated. Yuri is here in Missouri working, and she went home to live with her parents, and she took the kids with her. And basically the enemy is putting them through a tormenting cycle where Yuri doesn't have any control over himself. And so he keeps texting and calling and trying to manipulate her with everything from compliments and begging to accusing her of, you know, all this being her fault. And the only reason she can't cut him off completely is because she feels obligated to allow him to know about the kids. And so she's stuck in this cycle. She comes from a Baptist background. She's not very open to receiving the Holy Spirit because of the way she's been treated in the Pentecostal churches. And I talked to her today, and I feel that she is just engulfed with guilt and condemnation and this torment. And she just doesn't know what to do. And I've been lifting her up in prayer and sending her encouraging messages and letting her know that basically, they're divorced in every way except for signing the formal papers. He's living in adultery with his other problems. And so she just doesn't know what to do. And I just wanted y'all to pray for her and lift her up so that all this torment and these demons that are giving her so much burden can be lifted up of her, and so that the Lord can start to stabilize her life and start working on her as we continue to stand in faith that Yuri is going to be delivered and that the Lord will restore their marriage or give them new partners in life and bring them into their kingdom.
Amen. We just believe with them that this is happening right now, Lord, that you're going to change hearts back to each other. Lord, we ask that in the name of Jesus. We command, we bind up those spirits of faction off of them in the name of Jesus, off the man and the woman, if there's any there. Unforgiveness, you go. Bitterness, you go. Everything that's associated with this, we command you by the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ to leave this relationship. Father, we thank you for drawing them back to each other and to you, Lord, because through you is the only way they're going to make it in a marriage. And we praise you, Father, for doing that. in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for bringing this couple back together in a relationship, not only with each other, but with you, Lord, which is primary. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else want to pray?
Wait.
Yeah, go ahead, Judah.
Father, we love you. We praise you, God. We thank you that you have already heard all these prayers. And I know and believe, Lord, the prayers of the saints, Father, they pray in faith. And I believe and I know in my heart that Theo is prayed, cried out to you diligently for Yuri, for his soul, for changes, Father. And I pray, God, that you work a softening in his heart. I pray for encouragement where it's needed, Father, and a lifting up where it's needed. And we bind and cast down the lies of Satan, the deception, the division, the self-righteousness, pride, entitlement, and everything that's trying to tear the marriage apart in Yuri and Anna. We cast all that down. We command it to be ceased in Jesus' name. And I know you've heard every prayer, Lord, and for reconciliation, for deliverance, whatever is blinding Yuri's eyes, and whatever rebellion, pride, ego, whatever is there, we cast that down in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray you bring him to his knees, Lord, in repentance and the fear of the Lord, whatever it takes. Lord, we pray for mercy and grace in this also, Lord, with the judgments, because you know how to do everything, Lord, so the Holy Spirit works powerfully. We submit all of this to you, Lord, and everything we don't even know how to ask, Lord. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit to pray through us for those things when we do, and I know you've heard those prayers. We do not give up, Lord. We're holding you to your word and your promises, Lord. If we ask you anything, you hear us according to your will. If we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And I know you've heard those prayers to keep a marriage together, Lord, and to restore lives and heal hearts. So we thank you, Lord, for doing that beyond what we can ask or think to ask. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. I believe it. Praise you, Father, for your restoration power. Go ahead, Geneva.
So still pregnant. Thank you, Lord. but I wanted to ask you all, because I'm at this point where I don't really know, like, what exactly to pray, because I am, I'm like 4 days over, which is good. It's all beneficial for the baby. Thank you, Jesus, for that. But you know, like, Morgan's mom is here and she leaves Sunday, and she really wants to be here when the baby's born. And Marissa's here too. She just flew down today, and Marissa wants to be able to be a part of it. And Isaac and Marianne are on their way down to Florida, but they'll be here for a little bit. So, so my thing is, I don't know if I should be praying like, Lord, you know, because I want them to be here and I'll get to see the baby and, you know, get to be a part of this, like, if I should be praying for the baby to hurry up and come, or if I need to be patient and just trust in the Lord and know that his timing is perfect, which, you know, obviously either way, that's going to be it anyways. So I guess my thing is, like, Mike, I listened to a podcast that was put out, I think maybe last week or something, I don't know, about different types of prayers. Like, one of them, I think you talked about, like, one of the prayers when you don't exactly know what to pray for, you just pray for, like, the Lord's will. And then other prayers, like, you know, that's like prayers of importunity and, like, all different types of prayers. And so I was just kind of thinking about, I was like, and I just want to ask you all, you know, what you guys think or whatever you feel in your heart to pray, because either way, like, I know his timing is perfect, and I don't fear this process, because I know that God's going to completely take over and it's going to be amazing. Just like it was for, a lot of the believers on here, and Anyways, I just, you know, it's just hard because like everyone's so excited and they want to see her before they go. And I want that to happen. But at the same time, I don't want to rush the Lord's will, you know?
Go ahead, Missy.
Well, Lord, we just praise you and thank you, Lord, that you have the perfect plan and the perfect timing. And that you are going to work out all the details, Lord, according to your will. And I believe, Lord, that you will work it out, Lord, that those who are supposed to be there and see the baby will see the baby. And Geneva wants everybody to be able to see the baby, Lord. So we do ask you, Lord, to just work it all out. Put out that all of them can see the baby, Lord. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord, for doing that. And we just ask you to put rest and patience in Geneva's heart and in everybody else's heart and Morgan's heart. That everybody just know and believe that you're going to just work all the details out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, now, I'm a man, but I know what the Word says. The Word says when you pray and you ask in faith, you're going to get what you want. So I'm going to pray. And if y'all want to believe with me, that's fine. I'm praying right now, Geneva. I command that baby to come forth in the name of Jesus. I command you to come out, be healthy. Mama's going to be healthy. Everybody's going to get to see the baby that wants to see the baby. Glory to God. And I thank you, Father, that it's going to be an awesome, awesome, glorious time in Geneva and oh, what's your husband's name? Good gracious. Morgan?
Yeah, Morgan. Yeah,
Morgan. Okay. In their household. We thank you for it, Father. What's that baby's name?
Micah.
You come forth in Micah. The name of Jesus. You come forth in the name of Jesus. We declare it, decree it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that before 24 hours is up, the baby is out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to hear a wonderful testimony. Go ahead, Delia. I know you want to pray.
Amen.
No, I just want to agree with you. And I just want to, I think, I don't know if Tiana's in here, but that the night Tiana was born, you did the same thing. And it was within 24 hours that their baby David came out. And you prayed that same thing. So you just rest, sister.
Yeah, you can tell them. You can tell them it's going to come here in the next day.
All right. I'm going to do it. I feel the joy of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. She is coming.
Amen. Come on out there, girl. All right. Lana or Phil?
I have another prayer request. I wanted to ask for prayer for the elect living in Ukraine. As a Ukrainian myself, I really hold no sympathies or feelings for the country being raised here. So it feels kind of odd watching all this turmoil go on within the community here where we live and seeing all the messages in the chat groups from my family. And I've withheld for the most part about responding in any way. I'm trying to just focus on lifting people up in prayer, those that are elect and chosen of the Father, that the Lord be with them, that the Lord open up their eyes so they are not deceived or distracted by the red flags being thrown, and that they don't get caught up in the fear mongering and in the all this stuff that people are putting out there, that people are saying. I mean, every individual's Christianity right now is coming to light, and many of them are not Christ-like whatsoever, unfortunately. But that's not really, I guess, important. My main concern is for the elect and how Theo and I can communicate when people ask us questions or when people demand our opinion or when people ask us if we're praying for this or that because we have to, or because they're setting up like these prayer cycles right now endlessly. The Lord said we have to pray, so everybody's praying from 2 in the morning to 3 in the morning and so on. And we're just kind of taking a step back and watching all this. And our hearts go out to the fact that people are very deceived and they're caught up in the propaganda. But once again, we're believing that the elect of the Lord will not get caught up in this, and they will realize what a distraction this is, and that the Lord will also preserve their families and keep them safe and direct their steps in the future days to come. So Father God, I lift up the people of Ukraine, the families and friends that live here in the States who are in turmoil right now over what's going on. Father God, you know the ultimate truth. You know the deceit going on here, Father God, the red flags, the propaganda, Father God. But this is all allowed by you, Father God. And we know that those of us who are abiding in Christ will not be distracted, will not be deceived, and we will not get caught up in this. So I lift up, Father God, your elect living in Ukraine and here, Father God, that they realize and come to recognize the red flags, and that they get on their knees and start praying for their souls, Father God, as one woman corrected in a group chat, that this is not glory to Ukraine. This is not save Ukraine. This is a time to get on your knees and pray for your souls, to pray for your families, to cry out to God, Father God, to check our lives, to come to repentance, Father God. And I believe that that is what you're doing in that country and in the extension of that country here in the United States. So I thank you, Father God, for giving my beloved husband and I wisdom as we watched what unfolds, and give us the wisdom to pray for what needs to be prayed up and down, Father God, to also answer wisely and to keep our silence when necessary, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that this is all in your mighty hands, and that not one soul shall perish outside of your will. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Lord, we thank you for doing a work over there. I can tell you what I heard. Now, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes over there that we don't know about. One of them is that the White Hats are cleaning out the deep state. That is a bad, corrupt government over there. And they're cleaning it out. Putin's helping them. So I just pray, Lord, that that's what's happening, and that you are going to clean house in that government in Jesus' name, just like you're doing in our government. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, Theo, go ahead.
I have another praise report. I have right here a bill from Kansas City Hospital for $45,000 that I only owe $900. So praise the Lord for that.
Glory to God.
There's a couple more of these that are coming with the same result. So I'm going to keep believing. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God forevermore. Amen. God has so much money. He don't have people.
Right?
Glory to God. Thank Amen. You, Father. That's a good one. All right, Kara.
I am unmuted. I am, I cannot be silenced. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for the fire that was prayed on me Tuesday night from my brother, Michael. And I thank you also for the manna that you brought through Missy sharing. A wonderful topic on Tuesday. And I also thank you, Lord, that you cloaked me in this beautiful white robe when Marilyn prayed. And Father, it's been amazing. I have slept like a baby. I have been in praise. I have been standing in victory and fearless. This is just amazing. Free. One more time. Thank you, Jesus. And
amen. Glory to God.
And I want to add, and I didn't know this, and I've been maintaining this freedom, but I also found out that now we're talking about our nation, that the when the vote went through for the Emergencies Act in the House, it was accepted. And I just like ignored that. And then I found out that last night it didn't make it through the Senate. So the Emergency Act, Trudeau is losing that power. So he will no longer be allowed to freeze the accounts, and he will not be allowed to, you know, do his crazy measures of war. I'm praying that whatever transition you're doing in Canada, God, I know you're bringing, and it goes in line with the prayer for Ukraine. You're working on the hearts of your children to humble ourselves and pray and believe and pray for each other and to be fearless and to be vigilant and to be fighting fire warriors and declaring and praising you and crying together and lifting each other back up and setting babies free, setting people free. I want to bring in that prayer for Theo's friend and his wife. I felt like one part was missing. Father God, we want to bind the spirit of guilt, condemnation, that false spirit that keeps them oppressed and shooting at each other. I ask Jesus that you drop right between the two of them. And I thank you that you're there through Theo and his beautiful wife, that the love of God on them is what will help change and shift the atmosphere. And of course, our prayers in your holy and precious name. Thank you, Jesus. And last but not least, I thank you that my sister Nancy is continuing to grow and be hungry for you. And I just sense that it is you that's bringing us together closer and closer. And I just see the future babies that she's going to bring. And I thank you. And I declare that for all of our family members that are about to be saved and bring in a whole bunch in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to say the blood bought something about Michael, when you prayed, and I want to declare this over the health of David and his household right now, that sickness, David, you are a blood-bought child of God, and the devil, he cannot stay in that presence, in that household. You are a man of God. You are a brother of God. You are a warrior of God. And we just say to sickness, infirmity, blood of Jesus is all over you now, and you better run out, because we're going to declare more of that blood over that family in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'm done. Mute.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, for answering all of those prayers in Jesus' name. All right. Who's next? Well, Victoria, I saw you. Come pressing through there. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, David.
I'm kind of curious, this thing going on in Ukraine right now, I'm thinking maybe might be starting to step up things to get us towards that one world government that we're going to sign that peace treaty here shortly, probably. This will be one of the things that might push that in the forefront, just because we're going to see a lot more wars and rumors of wars happening, and this is going to make everybody fearful. Especially when the big boys are starting to fight. So I know that's just kind of what I was thinking. This is the beginning of what we're seeing, where they'll start the tribulation here shortly. I don't know if anybody else has those thoughts or what they might be thinking.
Could be. We'll see. Yeah, Pat.
I just wanted some prayer for this weekend. I'm leaving for Ohio, and my folks, my father-in-law, mother-in-law are moving up from Florida up to Ohio, Grove City area, because they're getting older and they need, you know, somebody, a family close to them and whatever. And obviously, they're going through a struggling time. They're all in their, both of them are in their 80s, and they really don't want to leave the warmth of Florida.
Can't blame a bear.
So I'm going to be going over and helping them get moved in. We're going to, you know, set up their apartment and whatever. So I'll be there for a week. So I just wanted prayer for me and for my family and for my brothers and sisters, and just that the Lord would do something to break through his spirit, to break through in the family, and to create a craving and a desire to know him, to know the Lord with their whole heart, and to be willing to turn away from any kind of religious spirit, and to be able to feel the pressure of the times and the need to really anchor down and find a relationship with God through this process. So Father, I pray for all of my family there. That Lord, that you would break through, that you would start to take these times that we're in and start to stir up people, stir up their hearts to whether it be fear. I know that fear is a great motivator, Lord. But we obviously can't live on fear. We could be motivated, but we need to end up in the lap and in the life and in the presence of God. And so, Father, I just pray that you would shatter any fear in my father and mother and Kathy's brothers and sisters, etc. And you would start to dismantle those things of the flesh that are holding them back, whether they be thoughts or beliefs or whatever they be, Lord. And so I just trust you, Lord, that you're going to do something, that you're going to start the fire. And I thank you for that, Lord. Your word says that a man's heart devises the way, but you certainly direct the steps. So I thank you for your Holy Spirit you've given us and given me. Direct the steps that I take. And I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, is that for your parents or for your brothers and sisters and your parents?
It's for the whole bunch.
Okay. All right. Can I pray for them?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you gave us authority over all the power of the enemy. And in the name of Jesus right now, I break the power of Satan over every one of their heads. I declare and decree you into the kingdom. And Father, I ask and I pray that you grant repentance to each and every one of them in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for drawing them in through your mighty Holy Spirit. We praise you, Father, for doing that. Amen. Amen. I believe it. I believe it. Lord of God, Lord of God.
Amen.
Okay, Michelle, go ahead.
All right. Hi, amen to that prayer, David, that you just prayed.
That was Michael. My name is Michael. I'm not
David. Get him, Lord. So, I'm sorry. Everybody's David. Sorry, Michael. I know that.
That's okay. That's your name. That's okay.
That works for me if you want to call
everybody. I'm new. I get a pass. I'm new. I'm a newbie. Yeah. I'd like prayer for my good friend Caroline. She's in a serious major depression and, suicidal kind of is, you know, those thoughts of death. She is a Christian, but she's never been open to the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And I don't know that she's ever fully surrendered completely to the Lord. Totally. She's kind of does it her way, you know, to a point. So that's something, you know, well, anyway, so that's Caroline. So I'd really appreciate some prayer for breakthrough for her and deliverance from the spirit that's come down through her family. And she's in a really high pressure job, and her dad was a general, and you know, he was pretty tough on her, and so she can go into inferiority and self-hatred easily and all that junk. So and then my if I can have two quick prayer requests, my mother is showing more signs of dementia, and it's just me and her, and I just need God to intervene and show me what to do to help her.
Okay, so let's do Caroline
first. I need wisdom, I need resources, and I need her light bulb. Yeah, that's a thank you.
Okay. All right, we're going to pray for Caroline first in the name of Jesus right now.
Yes, Lord.
I command this spirit of depression. I command all spirits that are trying to drag this woman down to leave her now. In Jesus' name, every torment, spirit, suicide, you go in Jesus' name. Depression, go in Jesus' name. Self-condemnation, go. Self-hatred, go. All of those in the name of Jesus and those that are associated with it, you go as well. And we command it by the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, for complete deliverance of Caroline. Not only that, Lord, we thank you for bringing her into the kingdom full of the Holy Ghost with all the power behind it, Father. And we thank you for it, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for giving Michelle a dream about it, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, it's going to happen. I believe it. Everybody here believes it. Caroline, you come back into the kingdom. All those demons have to go. She is a blood-bought child of God. You go from her.
Amen.
Now, in Jesus' name, dementia on her mother. You go in the name of Jesus. You don't have any business there. Michelle is the authority in that household. You go from her in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for giving her clarity of thought. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise you, Father, that she is completely delivered of that. And she's going to live out her days with clarity of thought. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Lord, praise God. Lord, praise the Lord.
Woo. My.
Thank you.
Okay. It is done. Yes, Julie.
Yes, Michelle, did you say something about Caroline and her dad about the relationship? Did you say something?
My internet was wonky. Did I what?
Did you say something about Caroline and her dad?
I was kind of just getting into maybe the roots of that. He was neglected, and he had serious anger issues, and just really hard on the family.
Okay.
Really harsh. And so her boss is hard on her too. It's a very high pressured banking environment and negative toxicity. And so she's really going into this, the pressure is just so intense and fear of making mistakes and all of that is a big part of it, I think. Yeah.
I would like to pray too, if I may.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, thank you for Caroline. Thank you, Lord, that you love her. And we ask, God, that you will help Caroline be able to forgive her dad and anyone else who's abused her, rejected her, criticized her, put her down, made her feel unacceptable. And we rebuke that spirit of rejection. We command you let go of hold on her.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, and all perfectionism and not measuring up and always falling short and internalizing all of that and putting yourself down and self-hatred and the like. We bind those spirits. We command you to leave from her too in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for helping Caroline forgive. We command those spirits of anger and hostility and resentment to go as well in Jesus' name. And Lord, while these spirits are bound up, Lord, break through her heart and show her she needs to forgive. Jesus, you forgave us for everything, but we need to forgive too. And I pray that those things you would make them clear to her so she can understand, so she can see it and let it go. And I pray, Lord, you'll help our sister Michelle here minister to her where she can with wisdom and discernment. And let the Holy Spirit lead her in that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you. Yep, those are all those hitchhikers he was talking about. Michael was talking about. You hit them all. Thank you. Amen. It is done.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right, Missy.
Well, couple things with my mom. She mentioned about her short-term memory, and so I'd like to pray for her about that. And also, there were just a couple little things that happened when she was in the hospital, other than the mini stroke that she did have before that. But so I just want to cast on any curses that were spoken on her concerning that. And so, Father, I just praise you and thank you, Lord, for preserving and keeping my mom and restoring her and my dad both back to complete health, Lord, and working in their hearts and bringing them closer to you and softening their hearts. And I just I break any curses, anything referring to cholesterol and her blood needing to be thinned and all that kind of thing. And we just, Lord, I just ask you that you put peace in mom's heart, that she's to believe that she's not going to have any more of these little things that happen. You know what they are, Lord. I don't need to repeat them, but you know what I mean. And so I thank you, Lord, for doing that. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are showing her about her words and being positive and speaking positive. And so I just ask you to continually remind her, give her revelations of that, you know, to speak the blessings on herself, to speak what she wants to see rather than what is, that she call the things that are not as though they were. And I thank you, Lord, for, we just command this short-term memory issue to go in the name of Jesus. And I just praise you and thank you for doing that. And also, Lord, I ask you to put in my mom's heart not to push issues with my dad and all, with things with him, memory and things and all, Lord. And to just believe, Lord, that you're going to restore him. Lord, she says that she still prays that for his speech to be restored. And I believe, Lord, that you've used me to help her with that. And I just ask you to show her, Lord, that that's just all part of you restoring his speech back and his total brain function to be the way it is, Lord. And I declare and decree that both of their minds are work perfectly in the name of Jesus. And they have no memory issues or anything like that. No kind of dementia or whatever you want to call it. We just cast on every curse. And thank you, Lord, for setting a watch before my mom's mouth and a door before her lips. And I thank you and praise you for the work that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you as a testimony to Missy's mama. I command the effects of the stroke, that left her dad this way, go right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for clarity of thought. All his motor skills be returned in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that he's going to give you the glory. And we praise you, Father, for a complete restoration to Missy's dad in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father. And Lord, we cast down every curse spoken against him because of this stroke in Jesus' name. We cast it down as null and void. And we thank you, Father, that he is healed in Jesus' name. Y'all believe that? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I believe it.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
I know it's going to happen, Lord. Yep. It's already done in your eyes, because you give me plenty of dreams, and I've been encouraging my dad all along the way and speaking the promises to him. And Lord, I just ask you to put it into his heart, put it in his heart, him and mom both, bold faith. To believe it, to actually believe it. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I believe it. What's his name?
Glenn.
All right, Glenn, you be healed in Jesus' name. It's done deal. And y'all know it's nothing we do. It's all God, isn't it? Glory to God. So we don't have to worry about it. All we got to do is believe. We just believe he's healed. Glory to God. Boy, you need to come up out of that bed and we'll fix it now.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else? Y'all ready to do a little praises? Yeah, let me get my harmonica out. I wouldn't do that to you. Let me get this going.
So far.
Yeah. Give me just a second here. I got to find my playlist. Okay, here we go.
Draw me, Lord. Oh, draw me, Lord. Oh, draw me, Lord. And I'll run after
so Yeah. a spade a spade. You're just a kitten running up.
Come on!
Wait!
That's right.
Hey!
Come on, sing it out!
God's gonna get my praise.
God's gonna get my praise. God's gonna get my praise. Devil, get out of my way. 'Cause God's gonna get my praise.
Come on.
I'm gonna stand firm. I'm not gonna run away. My God's got my back. I ain't afraid. He's the fire running wild, and he's never been caged. Jesus is the lion that cannot be.
Come on.
yesterday.
Yesterday's gone. Today I'm in thee.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me.
Come on and breathe.
Breathe on me.
Jesus, my shepherd, beloved most fair, just the pleasure of knowing you fills all of my desires. And riches I'll heed not, nor man's empty praise, if you'll be my inheritance always. Angels attend me, you shelter me round like the cedars of Lebanon. When I lay me down, like rivers of mercy, your spirit poured free is the oil of anointing. These are the words I will sing to you, beloved and most fair. Like rivers of mercy, your spirit poured free is the oil of anointing on me. Jesus, my shepherd, beloved, most fair, just the pleasure of knowing you fills all of my desires. Riches I'll heed not, nor man's empty praise, if you'll be my inheritance always. Angels tend me, you shelter me round like the cedars of Your Spirit poured free is the oil of anointing on me. These are the words I will sing to you, beloved and most dwelling, most dwelling. Like rivers of mercy, your Spirit poured free is the oil of anointing on me.
Thank you. What wondrous love is this, oh my soul, oh my soul. What wondrous love is this, oh my soul. What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, for my soul. To bear the dreadful curse for my soul. My soul, for my soul.
when heaven's locked in silence, I cry, how long, O Lord? How long will you stay hidden while my sorrow is ignored? How long will foes exult because my heart is unrestored? How long will I lament in silence? When heaven's locked in silence, Lord God, please answer me, lest I sleep in deathly darkness. Lord, help my eyes to see, lest I hear the jeering laughter of my prideful enemy. Come and break the chains of silence.
Of the goodness of God.
so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. Darkest nights, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God.
My closest friend, even though I
never defended that. I was so far away, as far as ever I could stray. But you were there to bring me back. I'd like to say that I thank you. There's so much to learn about how to life that burned in me into a living fountain flowing deep and flowing clean, so that all can come and drink. But I know you're right there, willing to prepare this open heart of mine to carry on to the place where I can be your servant, be your friend, one that you can depend on.
Your kingdom shall not pass away.
Today, the church today is engaged in a spiritual warfare, and the battle goes on between the kingdom of darkness and the army of God, and there is no demilitarized zone. You're either on the devil's side or you're on the Lord's side. Now we know that the Lord Jesus Christ has won the ultimate victory at Calvary. We know that, don't we? But our mission is to enforce and maintain all that Jesus purchased for us at Calvary. There's a lot of things that the devil has stolen away from the church. Health, prosperity, peace in our homes and our communities, righteousness in our government. These are things the devil has stolen, but as the army of God, we're taking them back, amen? Are you with me? Are you with me tonight? Are you with me right now? Well, let's go up to the high place and tear that devil down. Oh, yeah. Come on, church. Let's go right now.
Going up to the high.
What he said was his, has been ours
do is just say it with him. You say, I don't know the song. Well, you know the spirit of it. You know the God who is behind it. I'm taking back everything the devil has stole from me. Glory to God. One day, old King David came home to a city called Ziklag. And while he was gone, the devil had come and stole everything that he had. You see, but David encouraged himself in the Lord and made up in his mind. He said, I'm on my way. Feel like David tonight. Taking it back.
A shout in the camp. Woo! I said there's a shout in the camp. Oh, some of you have been waiting. You've been waiting for a time to dance before the Lord. Now's the time.
Yes.
I said now's the time.
Yes.
To just get out the aisles and just begin to dance before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To steal, to kill, and destroy.
Oh, yeah.
And I must admit, there have been times when he's taken away my joy. But I've self-noticed on the devil today.
Just say it with him. You say, I don't know the song. Well, you
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows, take the stains, make you whiter than snow.
Was guilty, case closed, the end. No chance for me to ever leave this prison of my sin. Now I know it might sound crazy, but one day a key unlocked that cell. I heard a small voice say your debt's been paid by somebody else, and now I'm walking, walking, walking free. No more nothing perfect. I still stumble every single day. I still get knocked down, but the difference now is that's not where I stay. 'Cause I got a savior who knows everywhere I've been, and he's telling me that I never have to go back there again. So now I'm walking, walking, walking free. No more. Look up and see your victory is just up ahead. 'Cause there is a savior who knows everywhere you've been, and he's telling you that you never have to go back there again. So if you know that you never have to go back there again, then sing, I'm walking, walking, walking free. No more.
Muted, Michael.
Yeah, I said that was an awesome song. Yeah. Yep, that's a good one to end it on. I know. I don't care. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody got any prayer requests before we leave? Yeah, God's got time. He sure does. Time and a half. Yeah, I know, Greg. Maybe we need to pass a bucket. All right. Listen, y'all be blessed, and we'll see you Tuesday night. Take a look at Galatians chapter 5, 13 through chapter 6, verse 1. Take a look at that. That's an awesome revelation there of who you are in Christ. All right. God bless you. Love y'all.
How many had it this morning? I don't remember.
Bye, everybody.
Bless y'all. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bless everyone.
Thanks for the prayers.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you, Dave. You're
healed. Bye, everybody.
I do.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good
night.
Love y'all. See ya.
Hey, Andrew, how's Benjamin?